bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. God is good, not just some of the time, but God is good all the time, and all of the time God is good. I'm happy to be alive. I don't know about you. I bet y'all happy to be alive. Yeah, this is the day it wasn't promised to us. Y'all know that, right? It wasn't promised to us. Some folk didn't make it. Think about those people in Memphis. Got running around shooting folk up there. Man in the auto zone. Just go in there and get some parts for his car and get shot, killed. Life can end at any time. Is that right? How many of y'all believe in the Bible? You won't like anything I say if you don't believe in the Bible. I just can't help you. I can't help. I ain't got nothing else more powerful than this book called the Bible. Amen. That's right. How many of y'all love Jesus? Oh, how much you love him? Oh, bunch. How many of y'all want to go to heaven? How many of you all want to go to heaven real bad? Say amen. How many of you ready to die right now and go on, go? Well, y'all don't need to hear anything other than what I got to say. Yeah. Most of us want to go to heaven. We don't want to die. It's normal. Nothing wrong with that. Now, y'all don't know nothing about me, and I don't know nothing about you all either. I don't know Jesse. But I'm his minister here, and you're going to know me in the end. It's going to be a short message, but you'll know me after that. I'm confident in that. I want you all to know that I know the most important thing for me to say to a family is that, you know, God can do things we can't do. That's right, y'all. You're gonna have to depend on him for some comfort. People can say what they want to say, you know, but you got to lay down at night and have your own comfort, knowing, you know, what they say, look unto the hills, as the folks say, come at your help. Some things are just painful. You know, life is tough. Is that right? Would y'all agree with that? Yeah. You know, no one wants to bury their mother or sister, a family member. That's not what we want. If it was up to us, we'd let them live forever. We would all live forever. Nobody want to die. But that's not the way it is, is it? It's not the way it is. Now, some people say I'm going to do the eulogy. I can't do eulogy because it means speak well of the deceased. I can't do that. I didn't know her. I do speak well of a deceased, but he's risen. Yeah, he's got up. Now, y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? And y'all said you know you love Jesus. Now, I want to say this to you. How many of you saw him on that cross with your eyes? Raise your hand. Were y'all there in Jerusalem? How do you know about him? Did you hear from somebody? Or is it this book? I want you to think with me. Now, be real smart and intelligent. If anything in this book is false, how do we know Jesus ever existed? Because there's one lie in here. That's one too many. Now, I ain't never seen him. I ain't never seen the other side of death. Have anybody here been there and back? I'll wait my turn. I ain't trying to go and see and come back. But if I could go see and come back, I'd come back and tell you if it wasn't nothing. I want somebody. If y'all know anybody, come back. Tell them see me. Because I want to know if this book's right. Now, if they come back and say ain't nothing to it, I'll stop preaching it. But I'm 100% sure that this book's right. Now, this kind of preacher he got on a Sunday morning. It's a little bit of me, not all of me. I ain't going to let y'all get all of me this morning. But no, I'm serious. I'll loosen you up a little bit. Now, the reason I did that, because I was looking at this obituary, and I noticed, if I counted right, it's 20 people, 20 children. Is that correct? 22. I missed two. I had 7, 9, that's 16. Is that right? And three sisters who were deceased at 19. And her at 20. That's 20. Did you say 22? Okay, so I missed somewhere. They put the wrong numbers in. I didn't go to school right or something. Last time I counted, 9 plus 7 was 16, plus 3 is 19, plus 1 is 20. So some of y'all got some more sisters? Yeah. Yeah, got to refigure that, cipher that one. But I want to talk to you all about the family portrait this morning. How many of you all got a family portrait of everybody in your family? Right? I'm going to challenge you to leave today and go home and look at that portrait. And you'll notice faces that are there that are not living. And ask yourself, after Gertrude, who's next? And that is something all of us can do. I've been looking at my family portrait. My mom's gone. My little brother went first on the portrait. He was 20. And then my dad went. He was 92 from the portrait. Following him was my mama, family portrait. And then following her was my sister. We're down to the last living ones. Seven children. Only five of us are living. That's my family portrait. When I look at my family portrait, me and my wife, my wife and four kids. Amen? Last year, 2018, first face left the portrait was my wife. And now I got to ask, who is next? So what would you do in a situation not knowing who is next? And my job is to tell the ones living that there's nothing I can do for Gertrude. I can't do nothing for her. Can't do nothing for my mom, my dad, sister, brother, or my wife. I can't do nothing. I got to talk to all of us. Is that right? Now, you go to, I'm going to be short, but I want you to educate you on something. Now, you go to the Bible. I'm going to ask y'all to quote this scripture with me. John 3:16. Let's quote it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him may have everlasting life. Now, I want y'all to give me a credit if you do this. If you said shall, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth in him, shall not perish. You were taught like I was taught when I was growing up by somebody. But you didn't read that scripture. Because that scripture doesn't say shall. Now you give Brother Brooks credit for teaching you this because it says should. Because God so loved us that if we know how much he loved us, that he gave his only son. Amen, somebody. Y'all say you love Jesus. Stay with me now. He so loved that he gave his only son. Then the son comes to live among men. He did no wrong. He knew no wrong. They beat him, whipped him with a whip, and took him and hung him on a cross. And God so loved all of us that he commended that love toward us, allowing his son to die. Get whipped with the whip. Get beat with the whip. The stripes from the stripes came blood. Amen. And it's on the cross he shed his blood. Amen. So he had to stay on that cross for 6 long hours suffering in pain because God so loved us that much. And then he was the one who said, greater love had no one than this. Didn't even lay down his life for his friend. So why did God love us? Because he loved our souls. Amen. And so I stick with this all well. The only way it's going to be well with your soul is when your soul is saved. Amen. Y'all going to be all right here, aren't you? Now, if you said shall, that means you would talk kind of like I was. And I grew up in a belief system that they told us all we had to do accept Jesus, our personal Savior, receive him in our heart. Lord, I'm a sinner, come into my heart. And they'd say that shall work in that case because all you got to do is believe in a situation like that. But should don't work like that, see. I should not perish if I believe this book. So let me walk you through the book and just tell you what I did to be saved. Is that all right? Here's what I follow. Now, you don't know me, but you said you believe in the book. So if I can read it from the book, you should be okay with what I'm going to say. Is that right? Now, first thing I want you to know, this is not a funeral. It's not called that in the Bible. This is called Ecclesiastes chapter 7. The Bible says death is better than birth. Now, we have birthday parties. Some want to make death a celebration time, but God didn't design death to be celebrated. No. What God designs, he said, this is the house of mourning, verse 2, Ecclesiastes chapter 7. I'm going to quote that scripture, and it'll be recorded. We'll be able to give you a CD of this message, too. We'll give it to you. Now you read that, and it said it's better to go to the house of mourning and to the house of feasting. Now, I've seen folk crying, and that's the design of losing somebody you love. You ought to be in a state of mourning at this point. Yeah, now, why did God want us mourning? He said, for the living were led to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter. God said, I don't need you laughing all your life. I need you to be in a state of sorrow, because sorrow will work in repentance, 2 Corinthians 17. See, if we all laugh and we had never deal with death, we hadn't deal with sorrow, we didn't have to mourn, we wouldn't think about our own life. That's what he said, the wise man ever lives in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. He said, this is the end of all men. And the living will lead to heart. My job is to preach to the living. Amen, somebody. So he said, well, if God said this is the house of mourning, I'm in a state of mourning, he's saying your mind is right where I want you to be. See, because now you got to think about your death. You got to go back and look at that family portrait. And here's what I want you to know, if you can look at your family portrait. When you look at the family portrait like I looked at mine, and I started looking at all the people in my life that's gone, I know one day my number going to get called too. Well, I want my number to be called in the right way. I want it to be called according to the scripture. I wanted to know I'd done what God told me to do, and I had a sense enough to read it and do it. Amen. Is that right? If we believe in his book, we believe in Jesus. Then if we believe in Jesus, we ought not have no problem with anything Jesus said do. We ought to do it, or we should do it, as John 3:16 said. So what did Jesus do? First of all, he came to the world, he lived. He lived about 33 years. Now, when he died on that cross and suffered and bled for us, he got down off the cross. They buried him in the tomb. He resurrected with power. Here's what he told. Here's what he told me through the scripture. Here's what he told all of us through the scripture. And everybody got to stand for themselves. So here's the first thing I did. I understood this, that he never told nobody to pray a sinner's prayer. I can't read that in this book. Can't give it to you. He never told nobody except Jesus your personal Savior and good people going to heaven. He never said that. He never said many people was going to heaven. He never said a bunch of people going to go to heaven. Jesus said just the opposite. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, he said, enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way to lead to destruction, and many will go that way. That's what Jesus said. If you believe in Jesus, now believe what he said. Next number, verse 14, he said, but straight is the gate, and narrow is the way to lead to life. Watch him now. He said, but few there be that find it. Only people going to find the straight and narrow way are people who are looking for the straight and narrow way. In John chapter 4, and for you said you love Jesus, if I quote him, you should have no problem. In John 4:23, Jesus said, but the hour coming and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Why? For the Father seeketh such. So God the Father is seeking those who want to be true worshipers. Now I got to get to that point. Yeah, Jesus said in Matthew 7:8-9, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. So we got to stay away from what men say, and we're going to stay with what Jesus said. John said in 2 John verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. You can't have God if you don't do what Christ said. So what did Christ say about being saved? Well, after he got up from the grave, you read in Matthew 28:18, he said, go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That's one verse he said. And then in Mark 16:15-16, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, that's a shall in that verse. He got to believe and be baptized. He said, should be saved. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Those people are going to be saved. Is that right? That's what he said. Now, that's what he said. What is the gospel? 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, he said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, to keep in memory what I preached unto you. What did you preach, Paul? How that Christ died for our sins. Why did he have to die for our sins? Because Jesus said in John 8:21, if you die in your sins, where I am, you can't come. Well, Jesus said, you can't come to heaven if you die in your sins. Then we got to get the sin out the way. Why? Sin separates us from God. Do you know a lot of people who are spiritually dead right now? Isaiah 59:1-2, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. And watch this now. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. What? You mean God don't hear sinners? No, that's what he just said. Uh-oh. Folk that say they believe in this book, been getting down praying, but living in sin, just get up, stop praying. Because you said you believe the book. God said, I will not hear. Why? Sin, this body, is the spirit has separated from it. That's why we call it a dead body. Her life is That's dirt there. It's going to go back to dirt. That's the dust that came. That's what Job said. Came with it. You're going to return to the dust as we came. That's what it is. The spirit is gone. Our soul lives on. Spirit is the animated part of me, the life in me. Ecclesiastes 12. So right now you see the animations. That's my spirit. But my soul has to be fed with the word of God. Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So what did you learn so far? First thing I'm pointing you to is this book. Now I'm pointing you back to the Jesus you told me to love. And he said, if you die in your sin, where I am, you can't come. So y'all, we got to figure out how to get the thing right so we don't die in our sin. Would y'all agree? That's John 8:24, right? Now, here's the thing. If Jesus said it, I believe it. Now, here's something else he said. There's going to be a great shock to a lot of people. Now, I'm about 5 more minutes. I'm not going to be long. I'm going to get you back to the chicken. I think we got some chicken over there. Yeah, some people, they want to switch to Christ, swimming, sweet, bye, and come back and eat chicken. Yeah, that's what they do. Some folk ain't going to hear nothing I said. I ain't waiting on the chicken. I don't think we got chicken today, though. Now, I made you laugh a little bit because some of you didn't, you misquoted John 3:16 like I did for all them years. And Brother Brooks just told you about it. Right. Some of you living in sin, you're shacking, you're drinking, you're partying, ain't no telling what you're doing. And I just told you wasn't going to heaven if you don't get that stuff out of your life. Now, they all been praying all your life, but now you told me you believe in the book. Now you gotta believe Isaiah 59:1-2 that God said, I don't hear you. I won't hear you. Now you thought everybody was going to heaven. Now you found out only a few going to make it. Now, you got that because you said you believed in the book. Now, I'm quoting all this. You think I'm going to quote something I don't know that's in there? No, I don't think so. I've been doing this a long time. And the people who know me will tell you. Let me give you a couple more scriptures so y'all don't get too disturbed. Yeah, now, I grew up in the Baptist faith. All my people were good people. All good. Man, you couldn't tell nothing. I wouldn't let you talk about them. I'm the only one who can do it. Talk about yours, I talk about mine. But when my brother got killed, I talked to some of these young brothers. When he died at 20, I wouldn't expect my brother to die at 20. Man, I fell apart. 3 years, I thought I was saved because they told all you had to do be good to be Sarah's funeral. I went to with a homegoing celebration. You're growing up, and that's just called. Now, I believe, boys, that as long as you're good, you're going to heaven. I went to the Church of Christ like you did one Sunday, 3 months after he got killed, and the boy, I heard this kind of message here. I ain't heard this stuff before. Don't call no man reverend. Holy reverend is God. Now, I said, what? That's in the Bible, Psalm 111:9. Call no man father. Matthew 23:7-9. You are all brethren. He said, that ain't Rev up there? No, he's just a brother. Amen. I didn't know that. Did y'all know that? Man, they tell me, God don't hear a sinner's prayer. What? They told us to pray the sinner's prayer. John 9:31 said, this we know. God hears not a sinner. It's in the book. I'm messed up, right? I'm messed up. Then they told me, ain't no Baptist church in the Bible. I said, what? Ain't no Baptist church in this book. No, this man called John the Baptist. That was the job. Just change the mechanic. John the mechanic. You said, what church you go to? Mechanics. What are you? Catholic, Baptist? No, I'm a mechanic. That's what he did. He baptized folks. That's all he did. That's all. That wasn't no church, y'all. That church thought about some man named Charles Smith. Now, that was about 1,800 years later. But do you know what Jesus did? Jesus said this in Matthew 7:21. He said, not everyone that said to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Did y'all know that? Now, these ain't Buddhists. These ain't people who don't believe in. These ain't Muslims. These are people who call themselves Christians. He said, Muslims don't call Jesus their Lord. Buddhists don't call Jesus their Lord. Jesus said, many would say to me that day, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name done many wonderful works? These are good people, wasn't they? They did wonderful works for Jesus in his name. But here's what he said. Verse 23, it's Matthew 7:21-23. Verse 23. You go read this now. God, I don't want you to be the one one of the ones shocked. He said, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. You were a worker of iniquity. What that mean? You did it your way when I gave you the way. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So if it's but by him, it's but by what he said. So what did he say do? Number one, hear. Romans 10:17, faith coming by hearing. This is faith. We ain't seen no Jesus. We believe it because of this book. Romans 10:17, faith coming by hearing by the word of God. Now, what do I must hear? Jesus said, go in our world, preach the gospel to them. So you must hear the gospel. The gospel is the good news of God's love for you and his son's love for you and his son's suffering death on the cross that shed his blood. Now, the Hebrew writer said, without the shedding of blood, Hebrew 9:22, there will be no forgiveness of sin. So the blood was necessary, the son's blood was necessary to be shed so our sins could be washed away and that take that separation between us and God away. Is that right? So you got to hear that. You got to believe that's that blood. So Jesus, where is the blood that he's talking about? What that blood going to do? Well, Jesus said it'll wash away your sins. That's what the Bible says in Revelation 7:1, that the blood will wash away sins. Now, the question we got there, when do the blood wash away the sins? Well, go to Acts 22:16. The chief of sinners was down praying. They called him Saul. He became Paul later on, but they called him Saul. The chief was down on his knee praying. If any sinner's prayer would have been not heard, it was the chief. Wouldn't have been heard, would he? Paul said he was a chief of sinners. Now, the chief, a preacher went to him, like, I'm coming to you now. And the preacher told him the truth. He received it with meekness. You know, the preacher told him, y'all know what the preacher told Saul? He said, get up. A priest down there praying. I told y'all, get up. Down there praying, ain't even got your sins washed away. He ain't listening to you. They ain't bounced right off the ceiling. They're telling him to get up. Stop praying. Get up. Acts 20:60. Arise. Why tarry? Now, what are you waiting on? Now you know the blood going to wash away your sins. Paul, what are you waiting on? He said, arise, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So if you believed on Jesus on the cross, then you got to believe there's some blood in this water. Now, you believe that by faith, don't you? You get in, I step in that pool, and when that time they told me what to do after my brother got killed, I stepped in that pool. Man, I laid down in that blood. I wanted all of it. I believe I was laying down in the blood. How many of y'all been baptized like that? Now, you can be baptized wrong if you wasn't taught right. I had got baptized when I was 11 because they told us all we had to do is accept Jesus, and we'll baptize you later when we got more people. Well, not the Church of Christ, they didn't. No. See, in the Bible, they baptized 3,000 on the same day. I had to ask myself, why they wait on me and my little brother 2 weeks when they baptized 3,000? It was too much trouble to baptize three of us? No, they didn't believe in baptism. So that's what our system, my system of belief, they didn't believe in baptism. Until I found out about Church of Christ, we believe in baptism. Y'all believe in baptism? Well, now, you can't believe in Jesus if you don't believe in baptism because he's the one who said it. Is that right? So do you, number one, do you hear him? Can y'all hear him calling? Come to me. That's what he's saying. Come to me, all you labor and heavy laden. Number two, you have to believe with all of your heart. Hebrews 11:6 said, without faith is impossible to please him. He that come to God must believe. It's impossible to go to God if you don't believe. Believe what? The book. Yeah. You got to believe the book. Acts 15:7, you got to hear the word of the gospel and believe it. Number three, you got to repent. Luke 13:3. Been drinking, partying, shacking, living like you want to live, not going to worship, not reading your Bible, you're going to die in your sins. Amen. What you got to do, Brother Brooke? Repent. What do you mean by that? Stop. Make a mind change. Think of what I did that day. I walked down the aisle as soon as that preacher told me what to do, man. He says, blood in the water, and it'll wash away your sin. They sung a song talking about, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Man, I said, I want some blood. Yeah, I need that. I was 24 years old out there living good. You know, we call good. Cussing and drinking and smoking dope and all that. Now, don't look at me funny. That was when I was 24. I'm 62 now. I ain't smoking no dope. I'm trying to get to heaven. Sure, we ain't got long, y'all. 60, 70, 80. About 60. 60, 70, 80. We'd be good. Man, if I can make it to 80, I'm happy. How about you, man? The dude, they're talking about me, too, man. Yeah. Man, can make it to 80. We did good. It's good to make it, hey, but I'm trying to make it. I've been to the blood. I mean, y'all been to the blood. Got to get in the blood. You know what? Somebody here today said, I don't want to be in the blood. Man, we'll put you in the blood today.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got to go to the graveyard. The graveyard can wait. They need some blood.
Amen.
Ain't nobody leaving the graveyard once they get there. They're going to be there.
Amen.
Now, I wanted to say that to y'all. There's some blood back there in that water. Now, you know what I'm saying? Jesus, when he died, shed the blood, he said, now, he said, this is the blood of the New Testament. Drink ye all of it. He's talking about the Lord's Supper, communion. And the Christians, Acts 20, verse 7, that those Christians that were with Jesus, Paul, Peter and them, they start drinking that blood every Sunday.
Man.
Now, when I was growing up, we drank it on the first Sunday with white gloves on. I always wonder why the gloves had to be white when they gave it to us, but they had white gloves on. Now to put that, that's the way that was my family. They all don't be laughing at my family, but we had white gloves on. But now I take that Lord's Supper every Sunday. I'm going to tell y'all what my brother Brooks, you're going to like me. Man, when they bring that cup around for me on Sunday, I try to drink, I suck the bottom out of it. I want all the blood I can get. I tell the church, man, I don't leave nothing mine. Why? Because, see, when God, you know, when he passed over, he said, when I see the blood, see, it's the blood that you contact in. It's the blood you drink every Sunday. And you're walking in the week, you know, when you have a bad thought. 1 John 1:5. This is why you need to be a Christian. When you cuss in your mind, say, Lord, you forgive me. You can do that after you get baptized in the blood. It cleanses you all day long. Over, like a washing. I think about it like I'm going to quit. Y'all ready for me to stop? Now, I think about it kind of like a windshield wiper. You know how many sins you got in your life. That blood is just doing that. But if you ain't been to the blood, it's just building up. Eventually, you can't see if you get too much water on your screen. On your windshield, you know that, right? Yeah. You know what that means, right? You can't see, you're in darkness. When you're in darkness, you're going to lose your soul. Better turn your lights on. Yeah. Now, I just gave y'all a little bit about the Church of Christ. Now, we take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. We believe in baptizing people. And if you're not doing those things, Jesus said a few people weren't going to make it. Only but a few people going to make it. Now, who are people going to be saved? Acts 2, verse 47. Bible said, praise God, have faith with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Did y'all know I learned one other thing I'm going to tell y'all about? Ephesians 4:4 said there is one body. One body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father all was above all in you all. You know, I always believed in one God. How many of y'all believe in one God?
Amen.
I believed in one Jesus. How many of y'all believe in one Jesus?
Amen.
I believed in one Holy Spirit. Amen. I believed in one baptism. I thought I had the one. And then there's this thing called the body I didn't know about. Ephesians 1:22 tell us the body is the church. Colossians 1:18 says the body is the church. Now, if I write you a letter, I say body on the first page, and I tell you the body is the church in the first page, and page 4 I get to it, I say there's one body. I had already told you I was talking about what? Church. So when I get to page 4, you shouldn't be shocked when I say there's one body. That means there's one what? I didn't know that. Did you? Man, I was told the Constitution of Freedom gave us church of choice. That's exactly where it came from. It didn't come from this book. Constitution of Freedom. We all remember around here like somebody ain't got no good sense. Listen to the Constitution. Any church would do. Well, that book don't say that. Any God. Don't say any God. One God. One Jesus, one church, one right baptism.
Yeah.
What church is it, brother? Well, we got to go back to the same book. Yeah. The one that didn't lie about Jesus ain't going to lie to us about the church, is it? Romans 16:16, Paul came all around and told them. He said, salute one another, holy kids. The churches of Christ salute you. The churches back then were called churches of Christ. You want to know? Because there were no Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, nobody else's. They wouldn't even exist 600 years after that.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know all this. Educated in 20 minutes of stuff you didn't know, I gave all y'all, and here's what I always do. My brother never got to hear the 20 minutes worth of information I gave you. I think I did your family a favor.
Amen.
Now, what you do with it is your business. But don't come looking at me getting all upset. I mean, get upset at what you told me you believed in. Yeah, now, you don't get upset at the mailman when he bring the light bill. You should turn your lights off. Oh, I'm mad at the mail, man. I'm just delivering mail. It's still your bill. Yeah, you're going to pay. Yeah, you're going to pay your bill one day. You're going to pay this one. Yeah, pointing unto man wants to die, but after that, there's a judgment. Is that right? I've been pretty nice, haven't I?
Amen.
Did y'all know there was only one church? Called the Church of Christ. You said, I just don't agree with that. Wait, your problem is you're going to have a problem believing a whole lot of other stuff then. Because you really just said you don't believe in the Bible. If you don't believe in this book, you don't want to die. Unless there ain't nothing to it. And I tell you, if you got a cell phone, tell them to stick it in your coffin with you. Send me a text back. Hey, Brother Brooks, ain't nothing to that. Shoot me a text. But until you go back and tell them, it's got to be right. Now, so if there's a few people and there's but one church, you got to ask them, am I in the one church? Well, I wasn't. I was in the Baptist church. That ain't here. So I obeyed the God, got baptized, became a member of the church, cried, been preaching. Here's why I preach. Nobody told my brother. Ain't nobody can ever stand by me on the day of judgment. I don't care if it's Gertrude Price family. I don't care who it is. No one would ever stand by me and say, Brother, I was there that day and you didn't tell me what to do. I did. I told you that you got to believe in the Bible. I told you you got to believe in Jesus. I told you you need to do what it say do. You got to be baptized. You got to take communion every Sunday. Amen. There's only one church. It's the Church of Christ. In the water is blood. I told you you got washed away. You can't pray a sinner's prayer. I told you that. That's in this book. You can't stand by me. And you look over there at me, I'm going to say, don't look at me. You were sitting there that day.
There you go.
Over there looking at me. And God said, yeah, I see right here on your record. And he going to look at me. Oh, yeah, I am. Oh, what day was that? Oh, that was September 8th. Oh, old Brooks, he was preaching again. I see, right, that boy, he always told y'all. I see, old Brooks told you about my son. He told you how he suffered. He told you about his church. He told you how you get baptized. He did good. He told you only a few were coming in. You ain't one of them. You're right. Yeah, I see. Now, he said, I will forgive all your sin. I'll remember no more. But I remember yours because yours was never washed away. You see, now you're going to have trouble on Day of Judgment. You said, Brother, bring you over there looking at me. I'm looking at you. Man, he's going to say, well done. See you. Oh, no, I'm trying to walk on in there where the streets are gold and the wall is jasper. No more funerals, no more hospitals, no more doctors. I want to hear him say, well, that was a good sermon. Why is a good sermon right there? The best sermon you can preach is one where people clap. But I ain't worried about you clapping. You need to be flapping. Some folk out down in the water flapping. You can flap. You want to flap. Amen. Flap in that water, you come up rise again, newness of life. And you say, I know the truth. I've been born again, regenerated. And I'm God and joined up Jesus Christ. See now, that's when you clap, when you come up out of the water. Don't clap until you go. Don't start getting up happy if you ain't did it. Don't get it. Ain't nothing to be hacked, so you ought to be sad. Man, I didn't know all this. That's right. You don't have to leave like that, though. If you got a good, honest heart, let me get serious with you. Let me tell you something. God going to send you a brick one day. There was a little boy. I'm stopping now, Jesse. There was a little boy pushing a wheelbarrow, chair down the sidewalk with his little brother in it, and they tipped over in the ditch. And he was trying to get his brother out. He couldn't. He was too heavy. So he started throwing rocks at bricks, rocks at her. Car flat, everybody flat, nobody would stop. He wore out. And the last thing was laying out was a big old rock, big old brick. He barely could pick that thing up, man. He picked that brick up, and there was a pretty black, brand new Jaguar coming down the road. That boy took that brick, and he aimed carefully, and he hit that Jaguar right dead in the side. Boom! And that man driving that Jaguar hit his brakes in and stopped and backed up. He said, son, what are you doing? Hitting my brand new car with that brick. He said, I'm sorry. My brother in the ditch. I've been throwing rocks all day long. Wouldn't nobody stop. See, God done threw y'all diabetes. You on high blood pressure medicine. You done been in the hospital, almost died. You had the COVID you barely made. You got out of wreck, you barely made it. Every one of y'all, God done threw some rocks at you. But there's going to come a day where he's going to knock you all the way down. And you have to stop in your tracks. What you do, what are you saying to us, Brother Brooks? I'm telling y'all, do like me. Stop listening to folk. Don't wait for no brick. My brick with my little brother, and I like to talk to young men. When I saw him 20 years old in that coffin, I knew I had to make some changes. Because I was a whole lot less rascal than he was. Amen. Got to make some changes, man. Now, y'all family all love each other. All y'all, many of y'all got it. All them family. I know y'all, man. Y'all mom and daddy were busy, boy. Man, many people in this family, y'all all get together and have a big old family reunion. Y'all, ain't that right? What if all of y'all did with Sister Brown, Josephine? I think she a member of the Church of Christ. And Jesse a member of the Church of Christ. Well, why are they members of the Church of Christ? Why don't you talk to them? They ain't that they hate people. We don't hate nobody. We just want to go to heaven. That's all. Man, and what we do on Sunday, we sing one. I know instrumental music. We don't call our preacher Reverend. I ain't got no parking spot over name on it, all that stuff. We ain't praise dancing, flopping around, jumping up, acting crazy. We listen to the Word of God and doing what it say. We sing, we pray, we preach the Word of God, we take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. We don't tithe, we give. And we give as we prosper. We don't beg nobody for money. We don't send a plate around but one time, that's it. We don't want your money. We're trying to get the people to go to heaven. You keep your money, you think God, if God don't want a cow on a thousand hills, you think he needs a dime from you? He don't need nothing. He don't need nothing from you. He don't need no money from us. He wants us to know that we love him enough that we will do what he say. If you love me, Jesus said, keep my commandments. Now, here's what I just told you. The plan of salvation, you got to hear the good news that Jesus suffered. Believe it with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess him before men. You'll believe that Jesus Christ, Son of God. And then I would ask you, do you believe that Jesus Christ, Son? I believe it, Brother Brooks. I said, well, say it then. I believe that Jesus Christ, Son of God. I said, well, I'm going to baptize you. I got clothes. Something for your hair, and got something for you put on your head. All no reason, no excuse. No excuse to get in that car and drive back 200 miles knowing you could get killed on the way and die in your sin. Why would you do that when you can get it right here? Now, we're going to come back over here to repent. We'll baptize all of y'all. I baptized 12 in one day at one funeral. Now, some people say this ain't the time to tell you this, but I believe it is the right time. You ain't got no being mad at me. Let me tell y'all something. One other thing. All things work together good to them who love God. The worst thing that could happen to this family is that y'all let this woman's death be in vain. I'm talking to her brothers and sisters. If she gave you opportunity to hear information you never had heard before, I'm confident in that. If all things work together for good to them that love God and call upon his purpose, her death can be the best thing to her grandchildren's life because they changed. It can be the best thing for her brothers and sisters because they changed. Yes. They obeyed the truth. Amen. They did what God said do. And it's because they had to sit down in the house of mourning, Brother Brooks had to tell them. Now, I want you to love me. Y'all, I'm going to give y'all my card and a big smile at the door. I really am. God, I don't say this to be mean. I think what's mean is for people not to be told. I mean, that's just wrong. That's wrong. You know I know about us, about folks. Y'all gonna do whatever you want to do anyway. It might be only one person here this lesson is for. Because he said many are gonna go the other way. Few gonna find. It might be one person who's been listening. Man, I've been wondering why. I've been always curious about my salvation. Now, you done heard the truth for yourself, and you can't deny it. You can't deny it. And if you that one person, you see me. You said, Brother Brooke, take care of me, because I'm the one. I want to do the flopping. I didn't clap, but I'm going to flop. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, y'all know this is recorded, right? Yeah. And so we'll get you a CD. And you put it in your car and listen to it, or you can throw it away. We'll get it to you, yeah, right? And so I want y'all to say, and I joked a little bit. Sometimes you got to, you know, when people are listening to you, I find out in preaching, you bring a little humor in it, only to soften it up a little bit for you. But I still told you some hard truth right there. If you just pretty much listen to them, they're the only saved people in Church of Christ. I said that to y'all. Anybody ain't been baptized, ain't saved. You ain't taking the Lord's Supper, you ain't saved every Sunday. Call a man reverend, you ain't got the right book. I hear some hard stuff, and I know some of y'all going to church doing stuff like that. And you might want to feel like you need to get mad at me, but you really don't need it. You need kind of get mad at yourself when you look in the mirror. Got to go back and say, man, why didn't you just read it?
Man.
How did I do?
Great.
You all right, Jess?
Yeah.
How about the rest of y'all? Don't lie. Don't. How about y'all over here? To the young men, man. Line up with God, brothers. You can go out young, okay? Do that. God is good, y'all. That's a good for He's good. He's been good to y'all today. And I hope I blessed you, you know, in a special way. Somebody here, if you've been blessed, say amen. Bless somebody. Amen. That's enough, amen. May God bless you. May God bless you. Brother Tommy Brooks, minister of this congregation. God bless you.